This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man on bail after allegedly assaulting a teacher at the Charles F. Broome Primary School. The Lester Vaughan principal says students joyriding in ZRs is a persistent problem. Meantime, the DLP calls for safer school transportation. Barbados signs a $390 million loan agreement with Chinese firms for the QEH expansion, and a trust fund head blasts banks for failing to support entrepreneurs. With the details, I am Michelle Spencer. A 37-year-old man charged with assaulting a teacher at the Charles F. Broome Primary School has pleaded not guilty and has been granted bail. Kemar Andre Boyce was released on $7,000 bail yesterday evening when he appeared before Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks in the District A Court. Boyce is accused of assaulting teacher Jalissa Carrington Bennett on October 7, 2025 on the school's premises. He was represented by attorney at law Zaria Taylor in association with King's Counsel Michael Lashley and is scheduled to reappear in court on January 22, 2026. Meanwhile, the two attorneys are also expected back in court this morning for the sentencing of Josiah Lovell of Lancaster St. James, who pleaded guilty last month to slapping a 64-year-old nurse, Hyacinth Green, in the face at a polyclinic on September 22nd. Lovell will appear before Acting Chief Magistrate Deidre McKenna. Barbados' latest homicide victim has been identified as 20-year-old Shaquan Ronaldo Chandler Ray of Mount Friendship, St. Michael. Chandler Ray was gunned down in St. Barnabas, St. Michael yesterday morning. Initial investigations indicate that an altercation occurred among a group of men before multiple gunshots were heard. The victim sustained several injuries as a result. He was transported by ambulance to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. Investigations are continuing. Principal of the Lester Vaughan School, Suzette Holder, says there is an ongoing culture among students of joyriding in ZR vans during school hours instead of being in class. Ms. Holder made the revelation following yesterday's collision involving a ZR van and more than 20 students, which triggered a mass casualty response. She noted it was ironic that she had addressed the issue during the school's morning assembly just minutes before the accident occurred.
I was speaking to the children this morning at assembly about making wise choices. Yes, we have been having some challenges where we just found out that students actually come to school early, they leave the premises, and they joyride on ZR vans. We also know that they leave home early, they assemble or congregate in Warrens and come to school between 10:30 and 11. And that is something that we're cracking down on. And that is what I was speaking to them about this morning at assembly.
Principal of the Lester Vaughan School, Suzette Holder. Meantime, Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, says the time has come for stricter enforcement and the introduction of safer transportation options for school children.
The Democratic Labour Party has repeatedly called on the government, in particular the Minister of Education, to provide additional buses to ensure the safe transport of our students. Unfortunately, it appears that such requests have not been met with the urgency and proactivity required. We wish everyone involved a speedy recovery and hope that the students and teachers affected can receive the counseling and support required to cope with this traumatic experience. This accident should serve as a wake-up call to the authorities and to prioritize the safety and well-being of our children. The Democratic Labour Party urges immediate action to prevent further incidents and to safeguard the lives of our students.
Spokesperson for Education in the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon. The Barbados government has signed a $390 million loan agreement covering two projects with China Railway Construction Caribbean Company Limited and China Sinopharm International Corporation for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital's Enmore expansion project. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, signed the agreement yesterday in the Cabinet Conference Room at government headquarters, describing the loan as a crucial financial boost for advancing the island's healthcare development.
Healthcare and the investment in healthcare are critical with respect to how we see Barbados moving forward. And so we have engaged in this deferred payment agreement with the consortium to be able to finance the expansion of the QEH on the other side of the road, as Senior Minister Walker has outlined. It will be approximately 195 million Barbados dollars, but we are borrowing in Chinese currency at an interest rate of 3.5% over 11 years, which in the current circumstance represents the best concessional financing that the government of Barbados could have received, given the mandate with respect to the expansion and the urgency that is there.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. General Manager of the Barbados Trust Fund Limited, Gerald Amos, says commercial banks are not doing enough to support entrepreneurs and small business growth. Speaking during the Caribbean Export Development Agency's workshop on expanding access to finance and growth opportunities for SMEs, Mr. Amos said while agencies such as the Trust Loan Fund, Fund Access, and the Enterprise Growth Fund continue to provide vital assistance, many entrepreneurs hit a wall when they reach commercial banks.
So I must say that the issue is coming when we pass a trust loan, we pass a Fund Access, we pass the EGFL, and then we get to the banking system. Now, I do not believe that the banking system is fair to entrepreneurs in this country. I don't think that they have the interests at heart for the entrepreneurs. The banks come with all kinds of products. They have car products, crop over products. They have all kinds of products that the bank introduces. Where are the products specifically for the entrepreneurs? Where is the help to help the entrepreneurs? And the question that we ask the banks is, what are you expecting from these entrepreneurs when they come to you? Let us prepare these entrepreneurs so that they are ready for your financing and they don't have to climb a million hurdles again.
General Manager of the Barbados Trust Fund Limited, Gerald Amos. The Caribbean Development Bank is deepening its commitment to inclusive education with a financial contribution to the Caribbean Disability Council's Legacy Project. While the value of the donation was not disclosed, CDB President Daniel Best told delegates at the Caribbean Disabilities Conference yesterday that the bank remains focused on breaking down barriers through its Model Send policy, which promotes a more accessible education system.
We have seen that our region is characterized by differences and diversity. Therefore, the need for advancing inclusive education is paramount. The CDB has developed with all education stakeholders a model special education needs and inclusive education policy and strategy, or CDB Model Send policy. This policy outlines that advancing inclusivity means transforming education systems from traditional general education to inclusive practices that account for differences and diversity in the classroom.
Mr. Bess added that the bank will also provide development financing to support early identification and intervention for children with special needs.
The CDB Model Send policy summarizes succinctly the CDB's vision, policy goals, and strategy for an inclusive educational system that is accountable, transparent, inclusive, and accessible to ensure optimal benefits for all learners. Ladies and gentlemen, the CDB will continue to provide development finances for early identification and intervention, curriculum adaptations and modifications, and appropriate infrastructure for persons with special needs. We will also invest in the provision of suitably trained human resources and active stakeholder engagement and involvement.
CDB President Daniel Best. Recapping the headlines, a man on bail after allegedly assaulting a teacher at Charles F. Broome Primary School. Kemar Boyce returns to court on January 22, 2026. The Les Devon principal, Suzette Holder, says students joyriding in ZRs is a persistent problem. Meantime, the DLP calls for safer school transportation. Barbados signs a $390 million loan agreement with Chinese firms for the QEH expansion, and a trust fund head blasts banks for failing to support entrepreneurs. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.